Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Shane and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel according to John. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." This section of the Bread of Life discourse, which is so John chapter 6, is so hopeful. It's so good. Because just it's pretty plain to hear. Like, everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Jesus is not about to reject us. It doesn't matter what we've done. It doesn't matter who we've been. It doesn't even matter like what we're necessarily like planning on doing. He will not reject us. And in fact, he will keep himself close to us. Like, he literally left heaven to be with us. "Because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day." So let this be a message of hope. Whether it's hope for yourself in your own struggles, hope for yourself in your own maybe like wandering or straying, or in your return, because Jesus wants you. But also, let it be hope for those around you who maybe don't know Jesus, for those around you who you can see struggling. Maybe you like walk with someone, you disciple someone, you like hold them accountable, anything in between all of those. Like, there is still hope. Because the first step is just simply meeting Jesus. He wants you to meet him. James chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." And like, that just literally backs up what Jesus is saying here. We have permission. In fact, it's like more than permission. Like, we should have a desire. We should try to foster a desire of like, I can still come to Jesus, or I can lead others to Jesus, even if they're struggling. Even if they're like the worst sinner on earth, or they think that they are, like, they still have the chance to meet Jesus. No person is too far gone. No soul too like separated to be saved. There's no such thing. He literally died for us so that we could always, always be with him. And then from there, like, we bring people into the church, whether it's for the first time through baptism or bring them back through confession and communion. It's incredible. Like, Jesus literally was like, "I know you're going to mess up. I know what it's like to be tempted," because while he took on humanity as like we experience it and he was tempted, he just did not sin. But he knows what temptation feels like. He knows what that aspect of your life is like. And so it's okay. Turn to him and return to him. Never let anything separate you from him. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel according to John. Again, my name is Shane. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways they have blessed us here at Damascus. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you.